Hi there, Groovers. I'm here at London Zoo, and I'm about to meet a fascinating creature, a Komodo dragon called Ganis, and his keeper, Joe. Hi, Joe.
So my name's Joe Capon. I'm a senior keeper here in the reptile house at London Zoo, and I look after Ganis.
Hey, Joe, could we meet Ganis?
All right, guys, so we're going to meet our Komodo dragon now, Ganis. He's 14 years old, and he's awesome. Let's have a look. Ganis! Come on! Ganis! Come on! Come on! Good boy. So he's recall trained, like a dog. So he's trained to his name. He's coming, but he's quite slow. He had about a kilo of food this morning, and he only eats 5 kilos a month. So he's had a fifth of his monthly food in one morning.
Good boy, come. Good boy.
He's quite an impressive animal. What you're looking at there, he's about 7.5 feet long, and he's about 60 kilos. But a big male Komodo dragon can get up to and over 100 kilos. And the largest ever Komodo dragon recorded was 180 kilos and 11 feet 4 inches long. So 3 times the size of this animal in terms of weight. And he's already a pretty big lizard.
So Joe, all the children at Primrose Hill Primary School had some burning questions about Komodo dragons.
I really want to know why they have a really long tongue.
So why do dragons have a long tongue? It's pretty cool. It's because, well, they've got a really big head. And the start of their tongue is at the base of their skull. So for that tongue to come out of its mouth and then stretch out to smell, it's gotta be really long. And Komodo dragons, their best sensory perception is smell. They can smell up to 6 miles. So we're here sitting in London Zoo. That's like our dragon smelling something at the London Eye. So they can smell so far. So they've got to have a really long tongue to pick up the scents. When the tongue flicks out and touches something, it will pick up scent particles either in the air, on the rivers, or on the soil. Dragons can actually smell a river, and then they can pick up scents that have been channeled down miles from that river, and then they can follow the river upstream and find their food.
They can smell 6 miles away, and with their tongues.
My name is Thomas, and do Komodo dragons only go on land, or do they also go on water as well?
Well, Thomas, that's a really good question. Komodo dragons live on the land. They're terrestrial, so that's an animal that lives on the land. But they will swim as well when they need to. So dragons can swim 5 kilometres all the way to another island if there's enough food to go onto. They have a really large muscular tail, and the tail helps them swim. It propels them through the water, and it also helps when they're running as well. It's like a counterbalance.
How big is the Komodo dragon's tail?
So the tail of a Komodo dragon, it's very large, it's prominent, it's almost the same length as their body, but a bit longer. So Ganis's tail, the dragon we saw today, his tail's about 4 feet long. So it's a really, really large, powerful limb. It does help them run, it helps them move, and they also use their tail when they're fighting other dragons. So the way the tail helps is when they're fighting another dragon, they will whip their tail. It generates a huge momentum and force. So by the time that tail hits the other lizard, the end of that tail is really, really powerful. And when they're running, their tail goes from side to side and acts like a kind of like a rudder. Same with when they're swimming, their tail will be really fast, their legs will be tucked in under their tail, and they'll swim like a crocodile.
4 foot long. That's so long.
How does Komodo dragons turn?
That's a really interesting question. How does a Komodo dragon turn? It depends what they're doing. If he sees food, he's going to look at it and run at the same time. He's going to be really, really fast. But if he's just sitting out on the beach, chilling out, which they do, you'll find dragons sitting all over the beaches in the national park. He might turn around, look at something that interests him, and then follow it.
My name is FaZe. Why are their eyes on the side of their head?
Well, that's a really cool question, FaZe. They do have eyes that are slightly on the side of their heads, but they're also facing forward. So dragons have telescopic vision, so they can look forward, even though the eyes look like they're quite on the side of their head. But they will have a dead spot where they won't be able to see, kind of in the middle of their nose, so they will have to turn their heads in order to see those bits.
Hello, my name is Fifi, and I got a question. How fast can a Komodo dragon run?
So, really good question, Fifi. They are very quick. They can run 12 miles an hour. And the way they do that is they have huge claws and really strong legs, and they can tear through the soil and go up to 4 meters a second.
Wow.
I'd like to know how Komodo dragons climb.
That's a cool question. Komodo dragons are really good at climbing, and the way they do that is, again, they have sharp claws and they can tear into the bark of trees and climb up them and hide in branches. But Komodo dragons only climb when they're born up until 4 years old. Once they're four, they're big, they're heavy, and they stay on the ground.
Hi, my name's Lila, and my question is, do Komodo dragons eat their prey whole?
Yes, they do. Komodo dragons do eat their food whole. They don't really like to chew. Ganas recently had a Christmas turkey. It was 5 kilos, and he ate the whole thing in one bite. It took him about half an hour. The only things they will take chunks off is something they physically can't fit in their mouth, so a large animal like a deer.
A whole Christmas turkey in one go. Gobble, gobble. Merry Christmas, Ganas.
Hi, my name is Ida, and my question is, do Komodo dragons hunt at night time?
Well, that's a really cool question. Komodo dragons, they don't hunt at night time. They only hunt during the daytime because they're a diurnal animal, so that means they're only active in the day. And at night time, dragons are very sleepy. So you'll find them asleep all over the national park. They'll be literally on the beaches. They might be in huts, next to huts. They sleep anywhere they want to. Dragons will have their head stretched out in front of them and usually all of their legs tucked all the way back, flat out. They look very, very sleepy and it's quite funny.
Wow. I can see why Komodo dragons are so sleepy at night. Because they're diurnal animals and they're so active in the day. I just can't believe how long their bodies are. I want to try and make my body long like theirs. Do you fancy joining me? I'm stretching my arms up as high as I can. How can you make your body long? I'm stretching my leg far out in front of me. And my other leg too. You can join me in stretching your body as long as possible in your space. Watch out for any obstacles around you. My arms are stretching up, making my body as long as it can be. Joe also said that Komodo dragons' tongues are super long, and they can smell with them. That's so interesting. I wonder if we can find our smelling senses and smell anything. Where do you want to smell from today? Your tongue, like Ganas, or somewhere else? I want to stretch out my tongue just as long as Ganas, like this. And see if I can smell anything. Swinging my head side to side. I want to smell as far as the grocery shop down the road. How far can you smell? And maybe if I walk around the space, winding and swinging my head, I might be able to smell as far as the London Eye, just like Ganas. I'm swinging my head, trying to stretch my tongue out more. Ooh, what's that smell? I'm taking a walk around my space because I feel like I'm smelling something familiar. Could you move around to get closer to the smell? I think I can smell a watermelon! My favourite. What does your favourite food smell like? I can smell the sweetness and juiciness. But it's so far. Almost 6 miles away, I'd say. On another island. It smells like all our favourite foods are over there on that island, including Ganas. Maybe we can swim fast like Komodo dragons to go and get our favourite foods from the island. But we're going to need tails for that. Ganas's tail is longer than his body. If you had a tail, where would it be on your body?
You can come up with your own thing to do.
Oh, great. Thanks. I think mine would be on my back. Should we get our tails moving, ready to swim? I'm swaying my back side to side to wag my tail. How can you wag your tail? I'll be ready to take a big dive into the water. I've got my arms tucked in beside my body. You can dive however you like. Ready? Let's go! I'm swaying my back and I'm swimming to get to the island. Can your tail take you swimming around your space? Forwards and around. I'm wagging my tail faster and faster. The faster it wags, the more my whole body wants to move.
My shoulders are jiggling. What parts of your body want to join in? My bum is wiggling side to side as I swoop down and up. Wow, having the long tail sure helps you swim around fast. Woo! Oh, I think I can see the island. We're getting close. Keep wagging that tail and swimming. Nearly there. And we made it! Yes, all our favourite foods are here. Can you pick yours out? You can pick it up with any part of your body. I've got a whole watermelon with my foot. Shall we throw it up, catch it in our mouths, and swallow it whole like Komodo dragons do? 3, 2, 1, throw! And... Ah, just like Joe said,
Komodo dragons do eat their food whole. They don't really like to chew.
Ooh, that was tasty. Did you manage to catch yours and gulp it in one too? We can pick up another and go again if you like. I'm picking it up with my hands this time. 3, 2, 1, throw! Hey, nice catch. Wow, eating like Komodo dragons do is fun. I think all that food has given me lots of energy in my body. I feel like running around the island as fast as Komodo dragons do. Just make sure to take care in the space you're in.
You can move however you like.
Oh yeah, thanks for the reminder. What do we need so that we can run like them? Sharp claws, which I'm going to make with my hands. And strong legs. Maybe you can join me running with the sharp claws and strong legs. I'm tapping my feet and moving my claws as fast as I can go. Whoa, these claws and strong legs really work. How fast can you go with your claws and strong legs?
You can move however you like.
Yes, exactly what I was about to say. You can use any part of your body that you want to move. Just try and move as fast as you can. Wow, you're speedy. Amazing. Keep going. I'm running all around the island. Where do you want to run to? Towards a volcano? Or to find a beach with white or grey or even pink sand? Up and down the rolling hills of the island. And maybe to find more food. And wherever we go, we better keep our claws and legs and bodies moving fast. Wow, it feels good to run fast. But wow, it is tiring. Especially trying to keep up with you. It's no kidding Komodo dragons fall asleep pretty much anywhere after all that swimming and eating and running. I might just have a rest. If you're feeling tired too, you can join me. I'm going to make my way down to the floor to lie down. On my belly, I'm stretching my legs out behind me, just like a Komodo dragon. And my arms out in front of me. You can get comfortable in any way you like. I'm stretching my legs some more. This time one at a time. And my arms out as much as I can. Oh, my body feels much longer than it did before moving like a Komodo dragon. How about yours? And I'm resting my head down on the floor. And taking a deep breath. Thanks for wagging your tails with me today. And a big thank you to Joe and Gannis and the brilliant children at Primrose Hill Primary School. Keep moving.
Bye.
To enjoy more from Audio Moves, there are lots more episodes wherever you're listening now. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review, share with your friends, tell everyone. Okay, thanks, bye.